The following audio drama is rated PG-13 for parental guidance.
This is Brad Williams, the creator of Once Upon a Wasteland. Our show is a post-apocalyptic science fiction romance that follows the story of Elizabeth Kirby and Odessa Valdez. They work together to save the civilization that's just beginning to grow in what used to be West Virginia and fall in love along the way. This is our Season 2 bonus episode, a prequel to that season titled Survey the Dark. We drew our titles from Churchill's Battle of Britain speech in our second season, after using titles from Lincoln's first inaugural address in the first. We released this episode for International Podcast Day, and used the opportunity to take a bit of a breather from what's normally a highly serialized story. We revisited some plot threads from our first season and foreshadowed some from the second, but mostly it's a fun romp, bringing in some colorful characters that we've only met this once, so far. Thank you for listening to this showcase episode of Once Upon a Wasteland.
This is Lucy Middleton, the voice of Amanda in Once Upon a Wasteland. Before we start the episode, I'd like to take a moment to let you know about our Patreon, which you can find at patreon.com/onceuponawasteland. It's a great way to support the show and get some perks too, including behind-the-scenes content, access to a private Discord server, and some cool merch. Now, let's see what kind of trouble I get into in this episode. Thanks for listening.
This is Vitriol Place, one of the producers of Once Upon a Wasteland and the voice of Odessa Valdez in the show. I'd like to take a moment before we start the episode to let you know about our Patreon, which you can find at patreon.com/onceuponawasteland. It's a great way to support the show and to get some perks, including behind-the-scenes content, access to our private Discord server, and exclusive merchandise. Now, let's find out what Beth and Odessa are up to in this episode. Thank you for listening.
Once upon a time, 27 years after the bombs fell, there were two people, a vault dweller and a California girl. They met and sparks flew. That's when things got interesting. This is their story. Once Upon a Wasteland, Season 2, Bonus Episode, Survey the Dark.
Hey, Cindy. You're not soaking wet, so I guess that big storm hasn't rolled in yet?
Nope, not yet. But it looks like it's gonna be a nasty one. Luckily for me, Lilith let me start Liberty a couple of hours early so I could beat it here.
The boss is, downstairs.
Downstairs? What is she doing downstairs?
Ready to give up yet?
I can do this all night.
Well, you might have all night, but I don't.
God, you got strong hands. I'm gonna pass out.
Oh, should I?
I didn't tell you to stop.
Seriously, are you okay? I know you have a big weekend with Cindy planned. I tried to avoid your face, but you know.
Heat of the moment. You clocked me pretty good at the end, but I'll be okay. How about you?
I'm fine. A little winded, but I feel like we made a lot of progress.
Yeah, you're doing great. But don't forget, Beth's a lefty, so watch for that right jab next time you train with her. She keeps bragging about catching you with it.
Got it.
Buy you a beer?
I think that sounds great. Ooh, I think that might turn into a shiner. Does it hurt?
Wanna kiss it and make it better? Much better. Still think I might need some ice, though.
And I definitely still need that beer.
Hey, sorry about that whole you have all night thing. I know how much you miss her. That was uncalled for.
It's okay. Heat of the moment, remember?
When's she gonna be back?
2 days. And then she only has one more errand to run for Modus. And then she will be home for good.
I wonder how she's getting along with the Colonel.
Well, they haven't killed each other yet, so that's a good sign. Valeria is pretty intense, but there's enough mutual respect there to keep them away from each other's throats.
You'd better hope so.
Oh, I didn't mean it like that.
Cindy!
Hi, Cindy. You look nice.
Thanks. What were you two doing down there? You're all sweaty.
Training.
Training?
Training.
Amanda, your neck. What kind of training were you doing?
Oh, hand-to-hand combat training. I've been doing a lot of that with Beth, but she said training with Amanda would be invaluable so that I could experience raider tactics firsthand.
And it just happened to end up with you choking her?
Heat of the moment?
I'll be fine, Dollface. I just need a shower, an ice pack, and a drink. Not necessarily in that order.
I know that feeling. I think your patrons are enjoying my workout clothes a little more than I'm comfortable with. Can I grab a quick shower in the back and change into something a little less...
figure-hugging? Of course, babe. You know where everything is.
Thank you. I'll be quick. I promise.
See you in a few.
Are you really okay? Your neck is still red and you already have a bruise on your cheek.
Yes, I'm fine, I promise. But, if you want to kiss it and make it better... Oh, she also smacked me right in the mouth a few times. That's a little sore, too. There, I feel better already.
Me too.
Bones, set us up.
Sure thing, ma'am. So, do you think it'll be busy tonight?
Could go either way. People might hunker down at home or here. Kind of a light crowd, though, so far. So maybe they're staying in?
There you go, boss. That should keep the swelling down.
Thanks, Bones. So, I was thinking that we could have dinner here after I get cleaned up. Then head back to my place. We have some catching up to do.
Yes, we do. I really missed you. I'm sorry that I've been so busy.
Yeah, it's okay. I understand. Odessa and I have kind of been keeping each other company anyway, since Beth's been off with Valeria doing Modus's bidding.
Amanda Otis, are you trying to make me jealous?
I would never. You know that there's exactly one person that I'm in love with, and she's sitting right here, smiling at me.
Aww, I love you too. You're so sweet.
Hey, not so loud. I have a reputation to uphold, remember?
I think... personally, throwing 4 people out of here the last 2 nights is doing a pretty good job of that. Why do you even have bouncers?
Better to have them tossing drunks and creeps out of my place than whatever they'd be doing out there.
Well, hopefully nobody needs that kind of personal attention tonight. It's been weeks. I want our first night back together to be perfect.
Me too, Dollface. I'm sure it will be.
So, how are things going back at the bunker? You guys seem pretty busy. I'm seeing more and more Enclave personnel around.
I'm sorry about Corporal Diaz. I should have known he was going to try something when he wouldn't stop talking about you.
It's okay. He was harmless. A little persistent, but harmless. Nothing I don't deal with every day.
But you shouldn't have to.
No, I shouldn't.
Hey, bartender.
Yes?
Yeah, screaming Viking, please. And, whatever those 2 lovely ladies are having as well.
It's screaming what?
A screaming Viking, like what? Have you never heard of, like, come on, what kind of place are you running, bud?
One moment, please. Ladies, what can I get you? The, gentleman is buying. And do either of you know what the hell a screaming Viking is?
That sounds familiar. I think Beth made one for me once.
Do you remember what was in it?
Not really. In fact, I don't remember much from after I drank it. She hasn't made one for me since. All I remember is that it was, cucumbery.
Cucumbery? What in the... I don't know what that is, sir.
Okay, yeah, sure, it's whatever. Fine, I'll have a scotch then, please. A double. Cheers, ladies. Hey, excuse me, what's their story?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, they're the prettiest girls in here by a lot, and they're both all dolled up. Are they,
what?
Available, you know?
Oh, you're new in town, so let me fill you in on something. See the one with the long hair?
Yeah, she's cute.
She's the owner's girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, okay, I see. And, the other one?
That's the owner's best friend's girlfriend.
Okay, oh man, alright, I guess I'm lucky I didn't start hitting on him.
You have no idea how lucky you are.
Yeah, thanks for the intel. You probably saved my skin.
Keep your caps. Just pay it forward.
Did you just feel that?
Yes. I wonder what it was. It sounded almost electrical, but not quite. And that rumble.
Amanda!
Was there just a really weird noise, or did Odessa give me a concussion?
I didn't hit you that hard.
It sounded like it came from downstairs. Ugh, I hope none of the equipment crapped out again. Always during a rush. Bones, are the taps working?
They seem fine, boss. Everything seems fine.
I need to check that out. Odessa, kitten, would you come downstairs with me and see if we can figure out what's going on?
Amanda!
I'm sorry, Dollface, but I need you up here to keep an eye on things with Bones. We don't know what's going on. Plus, it's the middle of a rush. Normally, I'd ask Beth to do that.
But Beth's not here. I get it. All right.
It'll only be a couple of minutes, I promise. It'll be a piece of cake.
Be safe, okay? Odessa, watch your back.
I will. It's probably nothing anyway.
Well, hello, Mr. Watkins. Didn't expect to see you tonight.
Good evening, Bones. I was going to meet Andrew and Elise here for some drinks, but Mr. Kirby is a bit under the weather, so they're staying in.
Oh no, I hope it's nothing serious. He was so nice to me when we were working on getting Odessa back last year.
Elise is taking good care of him, of that I have no doubt. Where's Amanda? Strange to not see her on a Friday night. She hasn't taken ill, has she?
No, she's fine. There was a noise that sounded like it came from the basement, so she took Odessa with her to check it out.
Oh, Odessa's here. Lovely. We've almost got the band back together. Well, Beth's not here.
Can I get you a drink? Amanda asked me to help Bones while she was downstairs. I might as well jump right in.
That's very kind of you. How about an old-fashioned?
One old-fashioned coming right up. Hey, Bones. How do you make an old-fashioned?
Don't worry. I'll show you.
Yeah? Well, you're another one. Yeah, what are you gonna do? Go cry to your mommy? You leave my mother out of this.
Oh no, Amanda's been gone for like 5 seconds and these two shaved apes are gonna tear up her bar.
You want me to take care of it?
No, I think she'd want me to handle it.
I got your back.
As do I.
Me too. What?
Hey, what the hell is going on over here?
I came here to have a nice night and a few drinks, and this guy is trying to ruin it.
I'm not trying to ruin anything. He may not like what I have to say, but sometimes the truth hurts.
So you two know each other?
Yeah, you could say that. His ex is getting married.
And I want to get them something nice.
You want to get them something completely over the top. And my concern is that it's going to send the wrong message.
What message?
That he's still in love with them.
You know that's not the case.
I do, but it's still weird.
I think the message that it sends is that I'm very happy for the both of them, which I am.
Again, I know, but you're trying too hard, hun.
Look, you two clearly have a lot to work out, but if you want to do that here, you'll need to do it calmly. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry I raised my voice, babe.
Me too. Promise you won't bring this up when we have dinner with your mother on Sunday.
Promise. Can we get another round? This is going to be a long conversation.
Of course. I'll have it sent over right away.
All taken care of?
Yep. Just a lover's spat. I told them to calm down or leave.
And they opted for the former, it seems. Good. I hope they get it worked out.
And I hope Amanda gets back soon.
Do you see anything?
No. Everything looks exactly the same as it did when we left. What's behind this, dungeon door? Maybe it was...
No, I'm sure it wasn't anything in there. No reason whatsoever to unlock that door or even think about it at any point in the future. What door?
What's gotten into you?
Do you smell that?
Oh, don't try to change the subject.
I'm serious. Come over here. It's kind of a chemical smell. It's not strong.
Be careful. I do smell it. Where is it coming from?
I'm not sure. I'll grab a couple of flashlights so we can check over here. I've never bothered to see what was in this part of the basement. I think it's just some storage racks and random crap piled up over there.
We need to be careful. If there's some kind of chemical leak...
Yeah, I do have a couple of gas masks.
What? What is it?
I have a couple of gas masks. In, that room.
Ooh, in the dungeon?
Let's move some of this stuff first and see what we're up against and go from there.
Oh, you're blushing. Now I really want to know what's in there. Oh, a door!
Huh, I guess this basement's bigger than I thought it was.
You never looked?
Never really needed to.
But you weren't even curious? I would have explored every inch of this place.
Well, you can help me do that now. Let's see if we can even open it. Huh, an empty room, and no sign of any kind of chemical spill or a leak.
But there is a door on the other side. I'll see if I can open it. You take a look around to see if this room is actually empty. If that door is unlocked, I think you should get those gas masks before we go any further.
Good call.
There. Get the masks and we can...
Shit! I didn't touch anything!
Neither did I. Well, other than the door. I didn't even consider that it might be a man trap. Here, I'll close it. Then you see if you can open it back up.
Damn it. Can you still open that one, or are we stuck?
Well, we're not stuck. Maybe this place is like the Flagrante Bello complex. Beth found her way out of there.
Yeah, but Beth's not here. We might have to rely on luck.
At least the smell seems to have dissipated. That's a good sign.
I hope Cindy has things under control up there.
Sir, I assure you nothing in this establishment is cursed.
Then how do you explain my chair breaking when I sat down beneath that painting?
Too many carbs?
This isn't a joke. That painting is cursed.
It is not cursed. Bones, where did we get the new painting from?
I think there was an old lady. Came by a couple of days ago. Said she was getting rid of stuff from her old house. Something about moving up north because her husband died. I think it's kind of creepy, but the boss liked it, so she bought it. I just put it up this afternoon. Banged my thumb pretty hard hammering that nail into it.
See? It's cursed!
There's no such thing as curses. Bones is just clumsy.
Hey!
Why don't you just sit somewhere else?
I tried that, but now I'm cursed. Obviously.
And why do you think you're cursed?
Because when I got another drink to replace the one I spilled when the cursed chair broke...
I thought it was the painting that was cursed.
You know what I meant. Anyway, after I got that drink, I tripped on a piece of the broken chair and not only spilled that drink, I almost cracked my head on a table.
So you think you're cursed? How much have you had to drink tonight, sir?
Not nearly enough.
What do you want me to do? I'll get you two drinks on the house to replace the ones that you spilled.
That the curse spilled.
Right, right. I'll just put them on the curse's tab.
But what I want you to do... No. I need you to do... No, look me in the eyes. You need to remove this curse from me immediately. I can't bring it home to my family.
I have no idea how to remove a curse.
Well, you better figure it out. I'm going to very carefully sit down, and I'm not leaving until that curse goes back into the painting where it belongs.
Okay. Any ideas?
Not a one.
Charles, how about you?
Well, I'm afraid that the supernatural falls a bit outside my brief. I believe that Beth did some research in that area, but...
But Beth's not here.
Right.
Hopefully Amanda will be back soon. She'll know what to do.
What is this place?
Other than seemingly endless, I don't know. It's such a weird mix of technology and design. Some of it looks like it's centuries old. Some of it looks, well, I don't know what the future looks like, but if I had to guess, it's something like that. Are you feeling okay?
I was gonna ask you the same question. I do feel a little weird.
So do I. I feel kind of unmoored from reality. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I,
What?
It's nothing.
It's clearly not nothing.
I look at you and I feel things. And it's almost like I'm remembering things that didn't happen. Between us.
I'm experiencing the same thing. There must be some kind of chemical that's affecting us cognitively.
I kinda don't want it to stop, though.
Neither do I. And that's why we have to keep moving and find a way out of here. A door! Maybe that's our way out. Not that we have much choice. Our path has been very linear.
Just be careful, baby, okay?
I will. Hello? Can you help us find our way out of here?
Oh, dear.
Is something wrong?
Yes, Odessa. I just hope it isn't serious.
You know my name?
I do. And I know yours as well, Amanda.
Who are you?
I'm a sentinel.
A sentinel?
You always react that way. Anyway... How did you find your way here?
There was a noise under my bar. We went down there to check it out and ended up stuck behind a locked door.
We just kept moving forward and eventually we ended up here. Can you help us get back?
Yes, but I'm deeply concerned that you're here at all.
What? Why? Is it dangerous?
You shouldn't be here. Not yet. And it mustn't just be the two of you.
What does that even mean?
Beth's not here.
I'm afraid I can't explain that to you right now. But I can return you to where you should be.
I'll take that as a win.
We'll need to do it immediately. You're probably already feeling the effects of this place.
We are. Yes.
Then there's no time to lose. If you stay here much longer, it could jeopardize everything. Now, just close your eyes.
Amanda! Odessa! Are you okay? Did you figure out what was going on?
Hey, Dollface. Turns out there was an old hallucinogen gas canister that blew up down there. It knocked us out as soon as we got close to it and gave us some funky-ass dreams. But I think we're gonna be alright. How long were we out?
Too long. I was worried about you.
How's everything topside?
Well, that guy over there thinks he's cursed because he sat under the new painting. Those two are still arguing about what an appropriate wedding present for an ex would be, and I still don't know what a screaming Viking is.
Okay. Frankie, can you please decurse this poor bastard and get rid of that painting for me? I should have known that damn thing was cursed. Bones, go talk to those guys and tell them silverware is a nice gift that won't make things weird. Give them the name of my guy. Who wanted the screaming Viking?
Oh, that was me.
Okay, do you want the cucumber bruised or unbruised?
I want that cucumber so fucking bruised and bloody that, like, when you bring the drink out, I feel like I gotta call somebody. Like, make this cucumber sad. I don't even just want it bruised. I want it emotionally damaged. Do you think you can do that?
All right, coming right up. You did great, Dollface. Can you set up a flight of shots? Charles, care to join us?
I would like nothing more, thank you.
After that, we can go home, Dollface. I want to properly reward you for doing such a good job managing the place while Odessa and I were out.
That sounds wonderful.
I'm going to go home, too. It feels strange to call Beth's place home, but it also feels right.
It's your home now, too, my dear.
You're a screaming Viking. Bruised.
Oh, hell yeah, thank you.
This was not the way I expected the evening to start, but it was fun.
Yeah, let's never do it again.
To friends, including absent ones.
Once Upon a Wasteland, Season 2, Bonus Episode, Survey the Dark, was produced and directed by Brad Williams and written by D.K. Trueno. Starring, Vitriol plays as Odessa Valdez and Lucy Middleton as Amanda Otis. Also starring, Jay Chadwick as Charles Watkins, and Maria Cheshire as Cindy Connors. Featuring Eric B. Rowland as Bones, David Perkey as the Cursed Patron, Jace Ghoul as Angry Patron Number 1, and Pandora Beatrix as the Sentinel. Special guest appearances by Skylar Giordano as Angry Patron Number 2, and Mason Amadeus as the Screaming Viking Patron. And I'm your narrator, Ashley Sekon. Please join us for our next episode, Season 2, Episode 1, Looking More Widely Around.
Traffic and weather. Welp, looks like almost everyone's still dead, so traffic is at a standstill. And now a word from our sponsor, because they're totally not bribing me with massive amounts of chems or anything. Seems as the stuffed shirts are back at the White Springs playing games with that total loser, Modus. But hey, if that's your thing, whatever. So if all you squares wanted to hear more totally sort of, but maybe not boring stories about rebuilding Appalachia and being all goody-two-shoes, definitely not Raiders, check out this thing they call a podcast. The Modus Files, whatever that's supposed to be, on Spotify, iTunes, and wherever else you listen to those things. Double ugh, they're not paying me enough for this. Till later, this is Rose. Raiders rule!